In a world where Togu fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail, three man children stand not quite shoulder to shoulder with their trusty spray can at their side, united across timelines and space against the congealed, grimdark 90s inspired hordes. Shuku and Shinobi, Dossum Rifle, Jedi Mom, Aerosol. Their mission, to bring you the latest Toku news in the craziest way possible. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles Season 4. If you don't listen to this show, you don't know anything about Tokusatsu.
Hello and welcome to our Season 4, Episode 2.
The Side Streets. I couldn't think of anything better. And we lost Kevin. There was a bit about us taking one, and then Aerosol was like, I'm not getting replaced. So he followed us, but Kevin went down the other side of the street and he found a motel and took a nap. So that's what happened.
Yep.
So here we
I'm
are.
Eating a burger I'll get in the future.
I don't have popcorn that I haven't eaten yet. I've ingested it.
A joke that's not relevant yet.
Genitalia. It's just a sneak peek. So speaking of sneak peeks, one-ups, Brian eating a burger. His has already started. It's very current.
It's way cool.
The food will disappear and like reappear. Like, I just find it hilarious and it's so weird.
Can you imagine if like this was a like a video? Like if the show was on video instead of just being audio.
It's like a movie when you see like mistakes. It's like a movie when you see like mistakes when they're like holding a glass and they cut to the other guy, cut back, the guy doesn't have a glass, cut back to him again, he has the glass. That's basically us, but with burgers and yogurt and popcorn. I don't know why I always have yogurt. That's like my thing.
Yep. So I got the Metallic Force Megaforce figures. Those are a thing. I got Cyberverse, Shockwave, and Starscream. Those are things too, I guess. Some Skylanders, and that is it. Really slow week.
Sounds slow.
The Kamen Rider Batch Ride, the PS3 game is on its way to me. So that's a thing.
Everything's a thing.
In that box is the Superhero Taizen Ring set and Hyperfunction Emperor. So
yay.
Those should be here in a day or two. And that is officially it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Let's see. Me, I got my Mandarake box with some laps in it. And my Oki box with some figure arts in it, and I got Onyx. I'm like, ooh, look, pretty helmet, snaps in half with incredible strength. Not the figure, just the helmet. I mean, like the visor. Like the visor that doesn't have eyes, you kind of slide it off, and I slid it off between my thumb and my index finger, and when I slid it off, I snapped it in two because my fingers are really strong. So in the review, you can see what it looks like broken, as if Bane just smashed it or something. I don't know. So that happened. That was fun. Still watching The Office and Parks and Rec. Generic comment about that. I finished the original Danball Senki series, and I am 20-something episodes into Double. So that's been fun. I've been getting obsessed with tiny robots. Let's see. Anything else? Not really. So basically been spending my break in solitude watching sitcoms and shows about tiny robots, and I regret nothing.
Like I'm just happy that you guys like it so much.
Brian just finally convinced us to watch it so we had someone to talk to with. He didn't do it quite as forcefully as I usually do.
I haven't received anything. I did just a little earlier place an order for Hyperfunction Achilles, which was only like 1500 yen, so that was awesome.
Happy search.
Yeah.
Hobby.
What's a hobby?
What's a hobby? Oh, this makes me sound stupid. Granted, I am.
I started and finished Arrested Development, which, as I was explaining to Dossum, I don't entirely get like what people find funny about it. All I know is that ever since I stopped watching Arrested Development, all I've wanted to do is watch Arrested Development. So, that's fun. I mean, it was entertaining. I have no qualms about the show. Let's see. I also finished the first series of Danball Sankey and am 4 episodes into Double. I haven't watched any in the past few days. Not that I don't like it, I just haven't gotten around to watching anymore yet.
Are you still watching on Anime Crazy?
I forget.
That's that I told you about?
The site.
Well, just because you tweeted about the two-part thing, I don't think. Did you not see the button that said go to part two at the bottom?
I honestly didn't. Until you told me that.
Like, I just found it hilarious. Like, you watching the first 11 minutes of the first 4 episodes?
I watched the first 11 minutes of the first episode, saw that it did that, and went to a different site.
Oh, okay.
Which honestly had worse quality in terms of, like, subbing.
Uh-huh.
So I'm actually glad you told me that there was a button there that took me to the second part, because that one has the better quality.
It can be a little confusing because there's the bottom, and then at the top in, like, a sort of brighter font, it says, like, next episode. And, like, I always want to click on it and think, oh, I'm done. I'm like, wait, I'm in a cliffhanger. I can't be done. Like, it just split.
I am a little annoyed that I have to load 2 videos to watch 1 episode.
What's weird is that, like, halfway through Danball Sankey Original, it went to full videos that were just the whole episode for the rest of the series.
See, I think that must be where I picked up. Because yeah. I did watch some of the original series on that site while I was waiting for the rest to download.
Yeah, because it just went to it and then it switched back for this, so I'm kind of hoping it'll switch back to full. There's a weird thing. Episode 17 and 18 is like a two-parter, and they like combined them, but list 17 and 18 are basically the same thing on the site, but it's all combined. Because I'm like, oh, I'm just going to watch one more episode last night, and I was like on forever. It just wouldn't stop. So that was weird when you get to that.
I saw that it was either that site or a different site that I was on that they kind of mixed together the Wars episodes with the Double episodes. Because I guess they both begin with W.
Common mistake.
I want to say there was something else. Oh, Brian hasn't finished it yet, but Dawson and I finished Gal Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
That
was a thing.
Yeah, it was fun to watch Wild Force again. Fun. I mean, I didn't really care for it.
It was so weird. Like, I was telling Brian, it's like, it wasn't terrible, it's just I couldn't get into it. I was telling both of you that later.
Yeah. I couldn't find myself invested in what was going on. After seeing how similar Wild Force is to Gal Ranger, like, I know now that anything people didn't like about Wild Force pretty much came from Gal Ranger, so you're not gonna like the Sentai, or you're not gonna like the story either way, basically. But
I do have to give Wild Force a little credit for, like, their original story with Master Org.
Yeah, actually, and what they did with Master Org and the way it tied in Nicole, I felt was a lot more
interesting
than just Galred being a veterinarian.
Yeah, like, and every time I read as a vegetarian, even in the finale, it's like, I'm a vegetarian and you're going down, bitch.
And I think I like Silver a little bit more in Wild Force. In fact, I kind of like all the characters a little bit more in Wild Force.
I like...
They are essentially the same characters, but I don't know. There's something about the way they're acted in Wild Force that entertains me more.
They did something different in Wild Force with Silver, with giving him that storyline with Princess Shayla and whatnot. Yeah. I did like that Silver and Galranger didn't mope as long. It's because fucking Merrick was like, oh, I hurt you for like ever. And he only did that act for like a few episodes, which I just kind of thought that was annoying. Wild Force had a gentle spoken black man, so they win. So I don't even know why we're talking about this still. They just had some wannabe butler teaching him pool. Psh, you're not a black man.
But yeah, I. And the same goes. For both of the series, for me, I just had a hard time getting invested. I don't think that it's super terrible or whatever. Actually, the Wild Force hate has kind of alleviated since recent years.
I might actually go like in the fall or something and rewatch Wild Force and just see how it is after watching Galranger.
I just remember, you know, I watched all of Wild Force, and I never had the feeling of wanting to quit watching Wild Force, but I also just wasn't as invested in it as other seasons. So,
I think at least Wild Force gave me something to be curious about with like the whole mystery of Cole's parents.
Yeah,
because like, Galranger, I wasn't really curious about anything. I was curious, like, is this over yet?
Well, there's a lot of filler towards the end.
Yeah, really randomly. They have like this epic battle against Rasetsu, and then they do filler for like four episodes, and then it ends. Not on filler. It would be funny, though. It would be funny if they just fought that machine org and it was over.
Not to mention they snuck in a clip show.
Oh, God.
I Brian, skipped most of.
Brian's going to skip it four times speed. That one time, I'm not even joking. He's really going to go four times. Plus, Jindrak and Toxic are way better than Seitsei and Yabaiba.
Yabaiba!
Stupid Seitsei, they got really on my nerves, especially in the last episodes. Orgs, and do the Org Master killed you, and we're going to bring them all back. And no, stop.
I kind of like their ending in the American version better, too.
Yeah, because then they just kind of go off adventuring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're just like, you know what? We're not actually that big a dick. let's just leave.
Let's go have adventures. They should come back for the 20th. Let's start a petition. Jindrak and Toxic go wander into Megaforce.
No, instead the Sentai version took the Akamaru way out and got crushed by rocks.
Spoilers, man. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Brian. They die.
So, since the show's on permanent hiatus, that was our little R&RR of Galranger. Still saying the Kabuto episode is going to be released after our deaths. The lost footage! Brian's putting things into things.
I'm still trying to figure out if there's a way to figure out what's in the stupid Doctor Who box.
It's a mystery.
See, this is why I hate blind packs, that you can't tell what's in it. Well, I know, granted, that defeats the purpose of a blind pack. But I mean, these little vinyl guys are $10 a piece, and I want a fucking set.
Can you imagine how frustrated blind people are buying blind packs? They get no benefits.
I mean, it's not like the fucking like Lego ones where you can like feel the package like you're some sort of molester.
Or bring a toothpick and just poke a hole in there. Look,
these are in fucking boxes, and in the box is a bag that you can't see through. So it's like a double, like, death trap. Like, you can't get into the box, and if for some reason you could get into the box, there's a bag in there, and you have to get through the bag, too. You have to get, there's like two layers. It's like the worst foreplay ever.
Foreplay? I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, I kind of lost track of this conversation.
Foreplay. Brian's like went on a tangent about blind packs. It somehow led to foreplay. That's the type of show we're running here.
Because it's about layers.
But Ogre has layers.
Something about onions.
There's a Shrek 2. Speaking of Shrek 2, should we get on to the news?
Yeah, so I'm just going to fuck it up this week. Because, like, there's a bunch of news, and, like, no website is intelligent enough to put all of this fucking, like, figure arts news into one goddamn post. It's all, like, 5 billion different separate posts. Like, Like, oh, tackle revealed, stronger charge up revealed, Hurricane Red release date revealed. Just put it all in one goddamn post so I can be content with my life.
Right now, Brian's not content with his life, and he's doing foreplay with the blind pack. So, you tell me what's going on.
So
I still don't know.
If I forget something, I'm sorry, but I'm winging it.
Classic winger.
So we've got the Akiba Ranger Season 2, guys. We're on the Akiba showroom thing that they got, like, in a mall or whatever the fuck it is. And so it shows that the fact, I think it might have aired already that they got it, but we don't know because we're, like, 5 billion weeks behind because people can't sub Akiba Ranger fast enough. But the Hurricaneer power is basically, what the fuck is that, Karakuri? Is that what it is?
Karakuri ball?
Yeah, that, cock, whatever. Cock ball.
You sound like me trying to pronounce anything. Any name on Dan Balsenki? So what's his name? Ellipsis?
It's one of those with the logo. And it's basically a ball and chain weapon, so that's kind of cool. Supposedly, like, that's going to come with... forgot how they said it. It's supposed to come with the girls. So logically, I think the ball and chain would come with yellow, the Juren buckle would come with blue, and like one side of the Dairen bomber would come with each of the girls. That would make the most sense to me.
And they're not going to give anything to Red?
No.
Like, I know you said they were trying to entice them, but I think the one weapon each would entice you enough. I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, they're included with them somehow. I don't know why they just didn't include them with the Red Rangers, but...
Red Ranger, Red Ranger.
Because they've all got shit that are, like, Akiba exclusive. Like, Kiba Ranger's got the emblem. Rear Ranger's got the China Red stuff. Tyranno and Dragon have their stupid little American flag things. And then Hurricane Red. We got pics of him, I think, earlier today. He looks really good. Like, that sculpt is fantastic. And he comes with this, like...
sexiness
thing on his chest that I don't know what it does because we're like 5 episodes behind, but yeah, that's a thing. So he's retail for September. We'll go with that. Jumping back to exclusives, we got Stronger Charge Up. We knew about him.
Yeah,
it's like the first form ever or something.
Is this so like the first Sky Rider again?
Kind of, yeah.
Nobody told me about this.
He is in the month before November, October. Tackle.
Sorry. That was a awesome move.
That was great.
Tackle's in November. So she's a thing. Let's see. We got Infinity as a September retail release. Looking very good.
Purdy.
I think by then they hopefully fixed all the flaws with the wizard body. Cause,
like his giant feats?
Like, it doesn't look like he says anorexic. So that's good. The feet are probably still big. But
I hope it's not. So, like, he's perfect. So you can be like, you can display him as an evolutionary scale. You have, like, flame style, flame dragon, and then infinity, and just show how it progressively got better. Like an evolutionary chart of figurates.
Let's see what other retail releases are there. I don't know. Exclusive Krillin is out in October.
Yeah, the month October. After September.
So Krillin is there. There's
what's White Wizard? Is he exclusive?
White Wizard is an exclusive for October. Okay. Save for October release. No, maybe. Yeah, there's the Tommy Webshop logo right there. Exclusive for October, but he's not up yet. But he looks pretty nice. I believe that's all of the figure arts, I think. I made a list. I don't know what screen it's on, this one. I mentioned Makai Kato Zen later in the podcast. So that's,
we're that good.
That's Gokai Silver's armor in the new Garo. So he's coming out in October. That's pretty cool. They also showed off this new SIC Tajador that's... it's called the Lost Blaze version.
And, Lost Blaze!
It's basically like a combination of Tajador and Ankh. So it's the main Tajador body with like a new helmet that has like that feathery thing that he's got on the side of Ankh's face. Like one of his arms, Ankh's arm. I think he always, I don't remember, I need to look at the pictures, has the talon legs. And really, really beautiful wings.
So pretty cool looking.
I think I'm going to get him. Because I really liked Tajador, and the added Ankh bits just look very, very nice.
I wonder when White Blaster Beetle Bar is going to come out, because I'll probably get him, even if it's exclusive, just because, you know, White Blaster Beetle Bar.
He's the last one they need to announce, besides, like, Barakawani, but that's
it shit. Seemed weird to me that they announced Xiao Ta first.
I think they might be having issues with the fact that he's so big.
And awesome. That's probably what it is.
Because he's, like, the biggest one. Obviously.
Because he's, like, really big,
being
man.
Being
like,
out of large
you don't understand.
Metal.
He's, like, Tom Hanks big. So, yes.
So, I don't know if they're just trying to work around articulation with such a massive body. I don't know what they're doing, but that's the only reason I can come
size.
Up with.
That's what she said.
Can I ignore his girth?
God.
I'm just feeling over that big reference.
I don't know where that came.
Yeah, that's all the figure arts news. Lots of good stuff there. Like, I seriously can't get over how great Hurricane Red looks.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for him. I love me some Harkanger. I'm excited for Infinity, too, just because I really like that.
Yeah, Infinity looks really good, too.
I'm even excited for White Wizard, just because I really like his design. This is where Kevin makes a KKK joke.
In non-figure arts news, I think they said that like, the Hibiki novel is going to have Henshin Ninja Arashi in it, which kind of infuriates me because I'm tired of all these old fucks getting in Rider. Particularly my Hibiki, but apparently the book like is completely separate from the show and like doesn't even have the same Hibiki in it.
Was it DK Hibiki?
It's got like a different Hibiki,
like a different design.
Like it's from the
different.
It's supposed to be right after the Warring States period.
Oh.
So, it'd be like the Hibiki after the Hibiki that was in the movie.
So, Hibiki's actually got a really interesting universe that they could do a bunch of stuff with, which would be neat. You know, just in general.
They never will.
I know, that's sad. Why'd you bring it up, Brian? Wait, that was me.
Kyoryu Gray and Bunpaki are supposed to be in episode 17 of Kyoryuger, which is still several weeks away, but... I don't know what number I'm on. 14?
I don't know what day we're in. What month is it?
I don't know. Aristotle's going to have to know. June. But,
What?
Oh, yeah, summaries.
Shit. Oh, I was so looking forward to just relaxing and not saying anything this week. God damn it, Kevin.
What else we got?
Headaches! You give me headaches! Sorry.
In September, Frontier's going to be on DVD.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I really like Frontier, so...
I'm glad those are doing well enough for them to keep going.
Yeah, because they only have one more, and they'll be complete, well, until we get Data Squad. Not Data Squad, Saber. No, what's... God damn it. Fusion? What are they calling this one? Yeah, I couldn't think of the name. I saw some pure... I don't... Where was it? Ranger Board. Some purist bitch was like, I think it's awful that they're using the Japanese names when we didn't even use them here. You know, like Frontier and Tamers. I'm like, oh, shut up.
Like, even people... A lot of people I know that don't even watch the Japanese version still call it Tamers and Frontier.
So did I. That's
just because it's easier than saying, oh, Season 3 or Season 4. I mean, it's not that much easier, but it differentiates them more.
Yeah.
Like, when you say Digimon Season 4, you're like, oh, the fourth season of Digimon. But, I mean, it's the fourth series, not the fourth season.
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty excited for that. Digimon forever! You know, such an epic theme song. I can't wait to watch. I'm going to probably rewatch it right when I get it because I haven't seen it in a while.
Dana is our 10th person, not Niji, yeah. So that made me happy.
She's looking pretty hot, I have to say. She's got some big old titties.
And very red hair. I was like, how are you going to explain that? And I was like, oh, probably a wig, but.
Honestly, I mean, what, do they have to give her a wig? I mean, is it that outrageous?
I don't think they will, honestly. I hope not, because...
Just because I think it'll look kind of awkward. I mean, you can do some things with wigs, I guess, but... If it's just going to be a 10-second scene, what does it matter? Just, you know...
Kids aren't going to know who the fuck she is anyway.
Tits or get the fuck out, that's all I have to say. I think it's kind of sad, though, that... for whatever this is, that the only representation from the Disney seasons we're getting is Casey. Maybe he'll be in this lineup because he's just hanging around banging Sierra Han all the time. So whatever he does. So. I don't know, because like you said yesterday, it's from all the Saban-produced ones, even if Tommy counts as half of them. But it's just kind of sad.
Yeah, like I'm hoping that because of the way things are looking with the tributes, like Alex Hartman being in his and Jason Smith being in his, but not being part of this 10 thing, I'm hoping that there might be others we don't know about.
That would be nice, actually.
But like most of the Ninja Storm people that have that are active on like Twitter and stuff all said that they didn't get anything. So that leaves like Sensei, which they know we know they can get him because he was Daisuke in Samurai, which infuriates me because that's not how you say it. But so that's the thing. Like they can get side characters and stuff too.
Spencer.
I suppose.
Spencer, oh, yeah. Jadex and Toxica.
Spencer for Overdrive, even though
like
that isn't one that they really need to use.
What's kind of sad is that we have like multiples. Like we have two people for Lost Galaxy and two people for Lightspeed. If they're really being cheap, why don't they just pay somebody from a different season so you can at least get a little bit of a bigger spread?
Like that's what I was thinking too. Like we've got, what was it, three from Lost Galaxy?
We have green and red.
Green, red, and
pink.
Pink, too.
Because she can count, well, I guess, not really a space. She's kind of a hybrid.
And, like, I mentioned the fact during one of our discussions that they technically have one person or more from every Saban era season because JDF covers, like, six of them. He covers MMPR through Turbo. You've got Selwyn Ward for Turbo and Space. Melody Perkins is technically Space and Lost Galaxy. Then you have Danny Slavin and Reggie Roll in Lost Galaxy. For Lightspeed, you have
Dana
Johnson and Dana's actress that I'm blanking on right now, Allison McGinnis. And
McGoogles is my name. Sorry.
Then for Time Force, you have Wes, and then Samurai, you have Hector and Brittany. So you've got every Saban-produced season covered. And so it just kind of makes me really angry that none of the 10 are from any of the Disney-produced seasons. Like, not even Wild Force.
Because they technically made it, I mean.
And, I mean, Disney pretty much was the driving force behind Wild Force. It just still had Saban's production crew, so.
They could have got Rick Medina back, so what if it's confusing for kids? It's just like Todd playing a new character because Prospect Park's stolen. Just saying. Stupid Prospect Park, I hate you.
Whoa.
Sorry.
But yeah, like, it just kind of makes me angry that...
Like, it also seems weird because maybe there could be people we don't know about, but if I was tasked to do this show and have to make it basically Gokaiger, you'd think the priority would at least get the people to represent the grand power ones that have Zords. Like, you get somebody from SPD, you get somebody from Wild Force, you get somebody from Mystic Force, and Ninja Storm. Because, like, it's cool we have Casey back. I just kind of wonder why they decided on him. I mean, granted, Geki Ranger got a tribute, but they didn't have a toy or anything to sell. Mm-hmm. And they could easily skip that if they wanted to. Just I'm not complaining, but I'm just curious why they specifically chose him. Because there's other Disney actors that live there.
Like, I'm pretty much just assuming that the reason that they did that one is because he was there.
He just wandered on set. Hey guys, here's my resume. he's actually wearing his full on Red Ranger suit.
So that, I mean, that's what I think. But like, I like most of the people that they got back, and I don't mind who they got back. I kind of wish there was either more or a better variety.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I would just delete Carter. Dana and her twins are enough for Lightspeed. Well, I don't like Carter, and I'm glad that Carone's coming back, just because I'm really bitter at Kendricks for coming back, and I really liked Carone. Oh, but she had cancer. Well, guess what? Guess who didn't have cancer? Kendricks. She's dead. She should have stayed dead. Just saying.
Yep. So that's it for the nudes, I think. If there's anything I missed, I don't care.
Brian doesn't even care what month is before November.
Nope.
It's the one with the costumes. And the jack-o'-lanterns.
I believe the month is just called Halloween.
That's so true. That's what it's called in Halloween Town. Halloween Town.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Speaking of Halloween, now it's time for
superhero time. I totally wasn't just watching Kyoryuger just now. let's see. Kyoryuger and Wizard. Yep. Did Kevin's job again.
Oh, like I said, I wasn't watching Kyoryuger just now. All right, now what's the first show I gotta mention? Kyoryuger. Do you mean watching it like the first time or watching it to remember?
I put it on fast forward to just kind of refresh my memory since I realized that I'd be having to do this again.
If you were like just watching it for the first time, you'd really be doing Kevin's job.
No. No, that was earlier today. Okay, so this episode starts out with... His name is Gentle. That's so weird. I'm sorry.
Gentleman.
It starts out with Gentle berating Amy for being unladylike and tells her that he's going to put her through his gentle day.
Sounds kinky.
At the same time, we see Lucky Ro just kicking back, reading some shoujo manga out of a magazine apparently called Shoujo Cosmic, when Chaos finds her? Yeah, her. And is also berating her for being lazy and stupid. And tells her to think of the worst thing that she can think of and then go touch one of the pillar thingies. So she does, and a monster with a blackboard for a face comes out and is really strict, and he's essentially gentle, basically. Gentle has Amy working like really hard and really focused and everything at her job, and she's gotta go to I don't know where it was. She was like all dressed up in a kimono and drinking tea and some shit. And sitting weird. And he reveals that he got Uchi to help teach her how to be a proper young lady. Because that's something Uchi would know. At the same time, having found out that the symbols on the ground shaped like dinosaur heads lead to the Kyoryuger's secret base, go figure. Lucky and the monster of the week have found Amy, and he's all ticked off because she's lazy and he's really strict or whatever, so he rushes in to attack her, and she gets up to transform and her legs go numb and she drops her gun, and they steal it, they rush off to the base, they plant this bomb thing that progressively grows larger and larger over time, and Lucky realizes that, hey, Amy reads the same magazine, and it just so happens to be the 10th issue, which is the one that she needed to continue that steamy love story. So she picks up the magazine, starts reading it, and just kind of kicks back, and eventually Torin and who was it? Torin, Daigo, Soji, and Kiri Blue show up. They actually have a pretty funny roll call just because their little Zyuden Sentai Kyoryuger, he's like whispering it because Torin's telling him not to be too brave and not to go too wild. So they're like, you know, whispering everything they do and being
Jujin Sentai. They do like a tiny little
tiny little explosions, like it's like a little firecracker thing.
It reminded me of Akiba Ranger.
Crap. So at the same time, Uchi is fighting against the Monster of the Week, and he eventually finishes them off with the Xander Thunder. I forgot a giant mech fight, but who cares? It was henchmen anyway. Eventually, they kick Lucky out of the base and find the bomb. And Amy shows up and is just like, hey, why don't we just let it go off, you know, in the air where it's not going to blow us up? They're like, okay. And they form Raiden Kyuryugen and kick it into space. And the end. Sorry. It wasn't a very good episode. I'm kind of on the spot here.
You did fine, kid. Just kidding. It's like, I think it's funny the way we always just say, and then it ends, and then you just go, the end. So traditional. But yeah, it really wasn't that great of an episode. It was just kind of a generic filler. There was some funny bits in there, like the tiny transformation. I thought that was very funny. Just like, just calm down a little bit. Jujin Sentai, go Yuta!
Like, they're just really all standing, like, really... I don't know how to put it. Just, like, really...
Tiny.
Yeah. Tiny. Yeah.
Like, doing little cat movements, it looks like. They're trying to pretend
like,
to be cat.
I like how they all had the same backdrop. They like they moved for the next person to do their roll call there.
That's great. But yeah, there really wasn't much to it. I'm trying to think of anything else to say. Like, nothing really happened. Amy was just like, oh, I have a strict teacher, and he's like a monster, and he's like, oh, I'm not a monster. And I'm trying to think of what else happened with everybody else. Nothing really.
I got annoyed when Amy stood up and then like, oh, my legs are numb, and she fell over.
Like, oh, yeah, and she lost it.
That doesn't really happen. I'm like, you're Japanese. You're supposed to be able to sit like that. They all do.
Brian has expectations for his Japanese women.
Well, I mean, if I can sit like that, then you should be able to sit like that. That's how I feel about it.
It was interesting to see them take the initiative to try to break into the Animarium. So that was kind of neat. I mean, now they've obviously kind of cleared it up. With, like, extra security. What does you have to have a Gabba revolver to even see it? Well, now they can just steal it again, but whatever.
I think they just took out that random manhole cover with a dinosaur head.
Where did they get it before? The cafe?
Yeah, there's one in the cafe, and then there's the manhole one. I don't know how many other ones
are. Like, go blimey, and then he fell in. That was the first episode. Whoa. Not mean to do that. So I clicked something on the computer. It took me somewhere. Yeah.
It's like porno sites again.
No, it just took me back to the page I was on. I was on IGN. IGN porn. No, I'm kidding. I was trying to pull up the summary. Just, okay. Somebody say something. I don't really have much to
like,
say.
There really wasn't too much to it. Like, I laughed a lot, but it was just kind of a... It wasn't an episode, like... There really wasn't too much to it. Like, it didn't progress anything. It didn't do anything.
Yeah. It wasn't really even an Amy-focused episode, since she herself really didn't do much. She couldn't even transform most of the episode because she stumbled over like an idiot.
Basically, look at how much of a dude Amy is.
I just got it. She's the silence that's going to fall that we haven't talked about yet. I mean, granted, you probably know about that if you know what I'm talking about, but you don't get the bit yet. It'll all come together, I promise. Just like Doctor Who does.
No, it won't.
It's a trap. That's also later. Ha, huh, I'm the one that came up with that. No, I'm just kidding.
God.
I'm just kidding. Come on.
I hate you, Dasto. No, I hate you. I no longer hate Kevin. I hate you.
So, anyway, should we move on then to everyone's favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So, We start off with Haruto and the antique guy whose name I still can't remember at the park, and they're talking about the Philosopher's Stone, Harry Potter reference. And while they're doing that, well, it's not while because it's the next day, Rinko is off asking people about this arson case, and Shinbei runs into her. He's like, oh, you're doing work like a real detective. He's like, I am a real detective. He's like, oh, I thought you just like sip tea at our shop all the time. So that's cool. That's cool beans. And then the suspected arsonist is Narutaki's fatter brother, Harutaki, who wears a red hoodie. So that's cool. And so Haruto decides he needs to go find Wise Man, so he heads into the forest, and he's having a hard time finding it, so he thinks the best solution is to turn into Infinity and start slashing, and it works. So that's going to teach him his lesson. So he meets Wise Man, and then he just drains him of his power and sends him back to the Mystic Forest and is like, just go through a tree and you'll be home. So that was overall quite quickly. And Shunpei and Rinko are running around sort of competing for detecting this case, for just finding out about this arson case. And they run into the supposed arsonist guy, Harutaki, and they're trying to catch him because he's running away from another fire. And so Haruto stops him with Water Dragon, but then the Phantom shows up. So they're like, oh, snaps, it's not him. And then he disappears in a puff of smoke like VZ-17. So they keep on investigating, and they're following clues that this bird is spewing out. And later, though, we do find out that the bird is not a parrot and is also a phantom. The parrot thing was more shocking to me. I found that out earlier today because that was going to be a title. Anyway, I'll stop talking about that. So Nito and Haruto are fighting it, the bird to turn into a phantom, not just the bird. That would be kind of mean. And Haruto goes all flame dragon, but then he can't use too much magic, so he passes out. And then Rinko and Orange Backpack Lad are running off to protect the phantom in a car, and then it ends. So... I didn't really like this episode either. Like, a lot about it bothered me. Like, Haruto's solution for getting lost literally was to turn into his most powerful form. And the confrontation between Wizard and Wise Man, if you can even call it that, was so anticlimactic. Like, granted, there's
hey,
not
dude,
like...
what's up? Nothing. Yeah. I want your mana. Okay? Takes mana.
Like... this is like the main villain and the main hero finally meeting, and the scene was like less than a few minutes long, and it was just kind of stupid. And then you got this stuff with the phantom going on. Granted, it was kind of neat and being an animal, but it just felt all over the place. It felt like a filler episode with like a trinket of what was supposed to be important put into it, but it was just so awkward.
Beast, like, literally only shows up because he happened to be sleeping on set.
I know. It was, like, forced through the episode, too. It was like he was just on a bench, like... ridiculous. Like, stupid. Like, he's practically, like, a B-list character. A beast-list. Am I right? Nope.
If I'm being honest... kind of everything this week was a little bit of a miss for me.
Yeah.
But
I think
I think
I liked Dan Ball the most out of everything I watched.
It had Kai Gojin.
I actually wasn't counting Dan Ball.
It had Kaido Jin in it.
Like Gaara was meh, Akiba was meh.
Spoilers.
Wizard's always meh.
Mega Force didn't exist. I think it was the pilot episode again.
Probably.
That's what re-aired. No, it was second.
I don't know. So who knows? I don't have any slightest idea anymore.
I don't have any slightest idea. He doesn't have a single one.
Yeah, it was... I felt... like it was supposed to be something that was really important. Like, oh, he's... confronting Wise Man, is stuff gonna happen, and the monster kind of looks like a redone Phantom or Phoenix, so he might be strong. And then I don't know, nothing happened.
Really, like, the whole meeting Wise Man thing, it kind of just resulted in an excuse to drain Haruto of mana because they kind of wrote themselves into a corner with that one since they gave him infinity.
Yeah, because he can't really run out anymore. I like how even comment, he's like, damn, you got a lot of mana.
Damn, son.
Damn. I'm Piedmon. It's just, I can't believe how anticlimactic it was. I mean, granted, not a lot of stuff was up to the build-up, but even when stuff doesn't live up to build-up, you at least know it was supposed to be important.
Why was Haruto just wandering through the forest in the first place?
I don't even remember why he decided
just happened
it.
To remember that Koyomi was there at one point. Like we just kind of come into the episode and he's just in the forest.
He's like, I want to go see Wiseman. He was there in the forest. Maybe if I go back to the forest again, I'll find it.
Maybe he was hunting for the elusive purple forest from New Zealand.
It's not a filter because I'm a fucking idiot. I mean, come on. How could you think that? The rocks were purple. Oh, my God. What was I going to say? Has Haruto had an interaction, because obviously this first interaction with Wiseman, but has he had any, does he know of him? I can't even remember, like, is people, because they mentioned Wiseman a lot, but has anyone ever mentioned it to him?
Well, hold on, what?
Like, is he aware of, before this, was he aware of Wiseman at all?
Mm-hmm.
I just can't remember.
I don't think they've met, but
well, obviously
all
not.
The Phantoms are mentioning, like, oh, it's Wiseman's will, and something about Sabbath.
Guy that voices Gohan?
Sabbath doesn't voice Gohan, he voices Vegeta and Piccolo and Yamcha.
Yeah. Them.
I get it right.
Stupid little bitch.
Shit.
Not knowing your voice actors. I hate you.
I think he's still bitter about me stealing his trap.
But yeah, I really don't know what to say about this episode. Rinko finally gets a little bit of detective work to do, but Shunpei has to butt into it.
She's gonna get fired.
It'd be like really annoying. Though I think Shunpei's little drawing of
that was funny.
Funny.
He's like, have you seen this guy? And it's like, someone's like, is that a human? Are you serious? It was pretty great. And Shunpei's just like, what? Well, I don't get it. What's so funny? Have you seen this man? This pervert's not going to make it out of here alive. Picture of Dwight with mustache.
I like how Haruto was calling for him. He's like, Shunpei, I'm right behind you.
He was like, where is that? What an idiot. Oh, that's great.
Haruto was kind of surrounded by idiots this episode.
Oh. Haruto.
The gate was kind of, I don't know, there's something goofy about him that I think is kind of funny, but
he's a non-parrot.
Yeah.
Some kind of bird I've never heard of. What is it again, Brian?
Was it like a Mayu bird or something?
I think they made that up.
It was in the subtitles, and Dawson gets on a fucking call today. Like, was that a parrot?
Look, it's been a while since I've seen it. I was going to make the episode title, what was it?
Tales like, of Death's Parrot or something.
Yeah, because it was like, because he kept saying despair, and I was trying to get a pun in there. And then we just took that side street.
It doesn't look anything remotely like a parrot. Like, why would you even
remember? Because it talked. That's all I had.
It talked.
I couldn't remember. I was desperate for like puns.
It was
like,
also Phantom, by the way. And
I think you just blew Dawson's mind. You shut up right when you said that.
No, because I was trying
Dawson's
to think.
Like, oh shit, that was the Phantom.
There's no pun for that. Parrotum? Ferret? Oh, a ferret! The fire ferrets, and they spell it with a PH. I miss Korra. Not the evil queen, but like the show.
You could have gone with a pun out of anything else.
Nope.
Okay.
I was gonna do something with gentleman because of like Jetman and gentle, but eh. Well, we're on the side streets now.
Would have been better than what we got.
Look, it's kind of funny because the streets were like in a residential area now. It's all different. I don't know. I'll be better next week, I might promise.
I'm not sure I want to walk around a residential area with you guys. I feel like we would get the cops called on us.
Are you saying that we look like pedophiles?
No, what?
I don't know. Why would we get the call? We're not going to do anything.
We're really loud and obnoxious. Four of us. Well, not so much Kevin, he's not here, but if he was here, or there, or wherever we are.
If any of us were to get the cops called on of us, or on of us, it'd probably be Kevin first.
True.
He says pretty controversial stuff. Damn it, Brian, with the cheek. Alright, I guess it's time for our Keeper Ranger then. Brian just cracked open some cheese.
Mm-hmm. Ranger, it's no longer a theme song.
Guys, it's unofficial Sentai Summary for Shuki 2. Woo!
2.
So, okay, so General Pain is in a line for something. I don't remember what it was. And there's
corn.
Corn dogs?
No, I just make the
50 Cent corn dogs at Sonic.
Yeah, we had those today. So,
that's what he's
like. The mascot is this chick with a box on her head, drawn like the like an anime character, and it's like that is an awesome, not awesome, awful. There we go. That's the appropriate word.
It was awful.
Awful costume. You should feel horrible about yourself. And so he starts attacking her. And so then back at the. At the cafe, Akagi's like, look it, I had one of my friends that's a good prop maker make the Z-Kun dagger. And they're like, oh shit, that's awesome.
We can sell
it. Now there's some commercial on TV for Choco-Tan or something that'll be relevant later. Then he keeps fondling the toy, it's really creepy. And he's got this stupid Japanese look on his face that I love.
Japanese? Isn't that just how they always look?
So fucking Luna comes in and is like, I got the perfect person to be the fourth Akiba Ranger, it's Choco-Tan. I'm like, I hate you so much. And so they're like, oh, that's a great idea. And I'm like, no, it's not. And they're like, oh, she can be Akiba Pink and something about idols and shit, because I really hate Luna. But anyway, then we have the theme song, and it's all fun. And so back at the Pain's like lair thing, he's all like, well, I'll make a better anime mascot robot. And that's really all that comes out of that. And they're like, oh, let's teach Luna about Sentai shit. And then they meet the anime robot. And it's like, oh, yay, anime robot. And Akagi's like, oh, it's so adorable. And I'm a pervert. And the kid, these little kids just basically make the fun out of the anime robot. And so she turns
make
them
fun. You don't make an old person. They were making the fun out of them.
I'm really tired. So she turns the kids into things that they hate. And so they transform and they start talking about Abranger for whatever reason. And they're like, oh, roll call. Woo, Akiba Ranger. The roll call is really funny to watch. And then they do a Z because Superhero Tyson, that's what I'm going to go with. It's actually for ZQ.
So you've got
a bug on your chest. And it's like, yeah, because I'm the cutie Chara dimension from Jetman. So I'm like, oh, wait, now we have Jetman. I'm like, they really are watching us.
Yep.
Everything is tailored to our interests.
Oh, just wait for the Live Man reference later, son of a bitch.
We didn't even got that, but they got aerosol, so...
We didn't even got that.
We didn't even got that, man.
I just rewound on that. It was great. Brian, tired Brian, forgets everything about speaking.
Tired Brian, no do English well.
You Did better
really
than
say
make
that.
You got that.
Well, I
got it, so. You gooder than me, it make no difference.
Oh, wow. Ah, okay, recovering. So, she slaps a bomb on Akiba Red's chest. Because that's the thing, and he blows up. And so fighting, they get their butts kicked. Akiba Red basically can't do shit because she's so adorable or something like that. I don't know. It's really stupid. But they get beat up. I in no way did not write a summary for this, so I'm just saying right now.
Could have totally got away with it.
I totally wrote a summary for mine, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was great.
Kevin faxed him his notes.
Fucking poetry.
And so Payne's like, well, I took the concept of the adorable monster that they fall in love with, but then all of a sudden they're like, oh, it's got a shitty evil face, and they're like, oh, what do? We can't destroy it because it was adorable at one point.
That shitty evil
So face. He took away the weakness and just decided to always make it adorable so they can never fucking kill it. That works for Akiba Red, except the other two really don't give a shit how cute it is. And so then all of a sudden, Chocotan appears and is like, look at me, I'm Chocotan. And they're like, oh shit, something about delusions. And then she gets turned into something that I don't recall.
A cucumber. A
carrot, I think.
Oh.
Maybe. Nope, it was a... What is that? It's a green... It looks like a pepper of some sort or something.
Oh, it was the monster from Dino Thunder.
Okay. And so the pepper flies away. And that's the last we get of that. They're like, oh, Chocotan turned into one of them hench people things with the funny faces dancing around. They're like, oh, the delusion world's affecting the real world again. What are we gonna do? I have no idea. Because I watched this. And
yeah, not that.
So Akagi's like, well, I really like cute, slender, shiny robots. Because I watched Live Man.
I hate that robot. That robot serves no purpose to that show.
And it's like,
I didn't even remember that she existed until this episode.
And we're like, so I liked all these other shiny, slender robots, and they make me really horny. It's basically what he said, except he said it in nicer words than that.
And he had a Japanese face the whole time.
I don't know if he so much said it in nicer words, considering he did say that he outright had a fetish for it.
He's like, help me overcome it. And they're like, okay. So Hakase dresses up in, like, shiny clothes and puts on a helmet. And is like, look at me, I'm smooth and shiny. And they're like, hit me. And he's like, okay, and then hits her. I'm like, well, why could you hit me so easily? Well, you still got your human face. Apparently it's the robo face that really gets him.
Apparently he has no problem hitting his friends.
So the other two transform to go fight. And they're like, oh, we got a plan. So they put a bag over her head. And they're like, okay, you can fight now because you can't see her face. It's like, well, okay, let's do this. She just burns the bag. And so then he can't fight again. And they're like, whatever are we going to do? And so they get the announcer guy who, like, announced, like, every Sentai ever almost or something. And he's like, I'm the announcer guy, and he makes this announcement for...
Really?
Yes, for Akiba Red. And he's like, oh, power of whatever and stuff, what will he do? And he's like, dude, I got my own announcement by the announcer guy, that's so fucking cool. And so then he goes super Akiba Red and starts fighting. And she's like, oh, why can you hit me now? And he's like, well, I put a decal over my face so I couldn't see you. Yet somehow I could still fight properly. But I'll ignore that. And he's like, oh, and I'm like, well, your shit got beaten. Bane's like, well, fuck this shit. He's like, well, if the real world is getting affected by the delusion world, I've got my master plan, and it's an unpainted clay vinyl figure. Clay vinyl figure, I really just said that. And, well, it looked like it was made out of clay because it was gray, but it was a vinyl figure.
You could gray tell. Equals clay.
And the ending theme was something from Dynaman, sung by someone. I don't know who. His credits were going so fast, I don't really know who it was.
Who dat?
Who dat, bitch. But the little vinyl figure was Tento Riger. That's the third...
Go Ranger.
Yeah, that's not even a team. Oh, the ending was sung by Hakase. There we go.
Hakase!
I had to go look because I was curious. But yeah, so this episode was also stupid. I think this week was just doomed to suck, basically.
This sounds uplifting.
Like, there was a lot of times I laughed, and there was a lot of little references that I thought were funny, given what we all watched. But, I mean, in terms of progressing, like, the what little plot this show has, it really didn't do anything. But
it was a very strange episode.
Yeah, it really was. Like, I wasn't expecting her to be, like, a Jetman monster reference. Like, I thought that was kind of funny. But, yeah, it was just a really strange...
I wasn't expecting a reference to Colon.
What the fuck kind of name is Colon?
I don't know.
I'm the female robot, Colon. I can't Colon believe Powell.
That they, like, consider...
Poor guy's name is Colon. That sucks.
I'm surprised that they even consider Colon, like, to be attractive. Like, that's... She isn't. Like, I don't see how someone would, but, yeah.
Yeah, Kagi is a strange fellow.
I think it was funny that they kind of, you know, used that trope of, like, the angel face monsters that they don't want to hurt, and, like, the idea of just never making it show its true face. Like, I think that was kind of funny, just because it's kind of a typical Sentai trope, and to sort of use that.
It's adorable, and they love it, but eventually it gets a really pissed off face, and they're like, well, we have to kill it for justice.
For justice? we don't get that. Whatever you said, I don't know. I remember. But it was just such a strange episode. I mean, there was a lot of boob groping. She kept punching the girls in the boobs. I think her boobs got punched a few times.
The Akiba Ranger fights are boob groping.
Oh, man, Dana should be on it.
No. You and Dana, man.
Wait, have we talked about that yet?
Yes, yeah, that was in the news, you stupid.
Sorry. Damn it. I don't know, like, it was just so strange. Like, this season's kind of been all over the place.
Like, it's very different from the first show, where the first show was kind of a very meta atmosphere, eventually. But this show you already know it's meta, but then at the same time, it's a different universe than the first show. And it hasn't really established any sort of direction on where it's going, or who Pain is, or why he does what he does.
Why does he do the things that he does?
So it's kind of interesting. Like, right now the show is basically just, let's just throw a bunch of references in your face.
Yeah.
And be hilarious.
Oh, I did like the roll call, because I like how they're like, we did a perfect one, let's do one more. Like, I loved the idea, like, it's a picture. Like, oh, the first one came out good. Let's do another.
I like... The monster was turning people into things that they hated, I guess. I like how all of them were food, except for that one kid who just really hated math.
That would be me.
Dawson would turn into a book because he hates reading.
A math book? That's what the kid to turn into. I would just turn into a little globe because I just hate everything. Because I hate the world. I don't know. It's depressing.
Dawson would just turn into a picture of himself.
Yes, that! Perfect.
Now the bacon's gone and I hate everything.
Yeah, next week hopefully will be a little bit better just for everything in general.
Sir, are we done with Akiba?
Yeah.
We don't even need any weird segues this week, because there was nothing weird before Garo. I didn't say anything about penises or cheese nuggets or anything this week.
Oh yeah, penis.
We could make like a Bill Cosby reference, but that's not until Doctor Who.
Oh, okay. It'll all make sense, children.
baby. Caro.
Corner. Oh God, we're in it. Yep.
This was another one of Dem episodes. By Dem, I mean it really wasn't all that thrilling. At least in my opinion, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't.
We finally got to see Zen, which is Kokai Silver's armor name. And he's pretty awesome.
He is kind of cool. I dig how he transforms and fights and whatnot.
He's red, so I have a bias.
We got more than 10 seconds of
suit. That was amazing. Yeah. Like, oh shit, they actually have armor. You're like, yeah, man, it's nuts. And so they did it. It was fun.
There's not a whole lot to say. I feel like this was just kind of a lead into next episode, which from the previews looks to be at least a little more plot heavy.
Hopefully. It was like, what, 2 episodes in a row where it was kind of fillery?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's kind of interesting to see that the horrors are essentially controlling the city.
Mm-hmm.
They're controlling the whole immigration process and luring new hopeful candidates into their basements to be eaten.
Sounds like a horrible episode of To Catch a Predator. To Catch a Whore. Go on,
man.
I'll drop it.
I'm trying to think of something to really say.
I really don't. Like, the fight scene was really well done. And I really enjoyed that. But the episode in general, like, they set up the family that was going in, trying to get into the city. And you just really don't care too much about them because you don't know who they are. And so you just don't particularly care, and then Gokai Silver cares.
Yeah.
And then they save them.
They established this connection between him and this family, and, you know, it feels like it should be a focus episode for Gokai Silver, and for the most part, kind of is. Kinda. But it doesn't feel like anything's really happening with him. He's just kind of enwrapped in this family because a horror is stalking them, you know? So not a whole lot gets done, even though we're kind of led to think that he had this attachment or really, really cared. And, yeah. But
I mean, it's probable that he did. It's just we don't really know why he did, besides the whole they go and get fucked up thing. And again, I really like his armor.
Yeah, definitely.
His Mikai Kato figure went up for pre-order today. That was exciting.
I was gonna say that the whole episode kind of felt artsy, but this is Garo, and they kind of all look like that.
Garo is artsy at the core.
But this one did feel a little more style over substance. A whole bunch of like, I guess you could consider it symbolic imagery, like the whole flower thing and just the whole happiness and this family, and yeah, I don't know, but
they end up getting fucked up.
I didn't feel like it was a bad episode. I do kind of dig the somewhat bitter ending.
Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they lived. I'm looking at the clock and it's like got 4 minutes left. I'm like, what the fuck?
I kind of want to know who the dude just standing out in the middle of the road was.
he reminded me a little bit of the chairman from Forza. Like, just this random old guy that hates people.
But, yeah, he looked kind of menacing, which makes sense, but... No yeah, way. Aside from his amazing ability to, you know, change marks on a paper, we don't really know anything about him. Oh, he can explode rings.
I assume it was like a protection ring of some sort.
Yeah. That's what I figured it was.
Like, nope, fuck you, ring. Wizard would cry.
But then you just get more rings.
That's true. He would cry and he would get, like, multiple infinity rings. Wizard double infinity.
It did...
Now I'm sad.
It did end on...
Dunder Mifflin infinity.
It did end with, he can tell that Dossum just came back.
Sorry, I was eating popcorn, so I didn't want to be obnoxious, but then I saw an Office reference, so...
The episode kind of ended with Barai. Shoot, what did he say?
Barai's in the show? Shit.
It was something.
I just watched it, I should know.
With the Mado horrors. The fact that someone was controlling them and creating them, which. It's kind of where we leave off on the episode. It's kind of what leads me to believe that we will hopefully get a more plot-focused episode next week. Mostly because we really need one. The whole flashback thing happened again with Ryuga as he cut into the horror of the week.
Yeah, he's like, oh, look, it's Mommy, and then, oh, look, I'm Ryogaro. That's about all that happens right now. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I was hoping that there'd be more to say about this episode than last week's episode.
Fortunately, there isn't. Jesus Christ, that's awesome.
I wasn't even chewing that time.
No word.
Oh, this?
From one horror posing as an immigration officer and four other horrors just hanging out in a basement dressed as maids and horrors and whatever. And
yeah,
four horrors dressed as maids?
Lesbian maids?
Yeah. Like,
ran upstairs trying to run away, and then Leanne was like, LOL, no, and... Then, what's his face? I looked up his name. Agri. That's his name. He's Go Say Black. Shot him instead, and then, like, oh, lesbians, and then they died.
Yeah, and they kiss, and then disintegrate. And I'm just sitting there, like, why?
They needed to use some of their lesbo budget.
They had some weird budgets in this show.
They didn't feel that they had a tiny bit of their tit budget left over.
Like, we got a little bit, but not enough to actually have tits. Let's make them kiss. Okay.
But yeah, that was weird.
I did that on purpose. Okay.
Just the horrors dressed as maids and butlers and hanging out in a basement and had really... weird, like, they had those voices, they sounded like alpacas. They sound like what I do with my alpaca in my videos.
I like how there's a voice for alpacas now.
I was stocking the shelves at X Work, which is still currently work for another week, but, and I was in, like, the Animal Planet section. We got this little display of, like, little plastic animals. I saw a bunch of alpaca, and I was like, oh, look, it's Aerosol.
Brian just picks it up, shows it to another coworker. This is my friend. True story.
This is my friend. Woohoo.
Yay. Are we out of the corner?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
No, it's time for
Ramble time.
Yeah. I meant to do a loud crunch and then I missed like the kernel part of the popcorn.
Good job.
It seemed really dramatic. So on Pokemon, they had Pokemon and they sent them out of their balls and they gave them attacks to do. I don't remember what happened again. I'm sorry.
What was it about?
Did you not watch it? We're so professional.
No, I watched it.
Ash was like, fuck you. No, he didn't see that.
.net. Oh, the Ampharos.
Oh, yeah. What was he doing? He couldn't do Thunder Punch.
He couldn't, like, take care of the Mareep properly, and Dragonite's like, bitch, please, and taught him how to do Thunder Punch and shit. Like, Dragonite was really funny in this episode. I'll give him that. I think Dragonite was pretty awesome. The episode itself was pretty awful.
Yeah, it was pretty much a generic Pokemon
film. I love Ampharos, so I kind of enjoyed it, and then Dragonite was pretty awesome.
I think it's funny that Dragonite has to teach an electric Pokemon to do Thunder Punch. And, like, Ampharos has such dinky little arms, the Thunder Punch seems funny anyway. Like, he's like, alright, just concentrate really hard, or however he said his dragon, and he's like, and, like, he just sticks out this little nub, and he's like, did you see static? I don't know, I just found it funny. Because Dragonite's got these big old dragon fists, and Ampharos just has little stubs. I don't remember anything else really much about the episode. Kevin, you have anything to say about a Keeper Ranger? Chirp, chirp. Remember? Because last week? Right, guys? Because of gay? Yep. You'll get it. Let's just move on, because I don't have anything else to say, otherwise we just sit here munching on popcorn.
Yeah.
Let's do Revolution so we don't forget it.
Yeah. So that was... we're our episode behind. Last week was... It was in my head.
It was in my head last week.
It was in my head a couple days ago. When I watched this week's, I was like, well, what happened last week? And I remembered.
Cool story.
But then, all I remember last week was when it ended, like, Black Chick was at the tower, and then the other guy like, went down the elevator, and then he came back up, and there was like...
And then, oh, there was like blood and shit?
Yeah.
Was that last week?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was longer ago. What was going on with the main characters?
I'll remember in a second. I'm no way looking it up on Wikipedia.
Because I remember that last week's episode I was okay with, but this week's I didn't really like. Because it just felt so random, because we have, like, three episodes left, and we're all of a sudden doing, like, a bottle episode where they're stranded, and they think somebody's a murderer. Nora got fucked up pretty bad. How'd she get kidnapped, stupid bitch? I don't even remember.
That was at the end of the last episode.
I know
about that. They were, no way.
No way.
Let's see. Jason got injured.
Morgan?
He was saved by Neville. Neville got shot in the arm, but then he did that little twirly thing and, like, killed three people at once. That was fun.
Sounds gay.
Monroe killed, like, his only general left.
Oh, yeah. And he found out it wasn't him anyway. It, like, betrayed him. Fucking Monroe.
Let's see.
Oh, it's okay,
that was it. It was, Aaron and Rachel, and they got the pill thing from Danny.
Oh, yeah.
And he programmed it to heal her bone, and she just shoved it in her leg and fixed it.
And those hicks are, how'd you do that, wizardry? You're that, coming back with us.
And that's some black magic.
That's really what it seems like now.
We need to fix our broken person. I forgot what was wrong with the person.
I don't remember either. And Rachel's like, let's help him. And Aaron's like, fuck him. Or it might have been the other way around.
It was the other way around.
Damn it.
Aaron was like, let's help him. Rachel's like, let's help him. And then they went to the computer. And then Rachel's like, oh, well, no. And like slammed the guy in the head and he passed out. Like, okay, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Because he's like, we're going to help people. And she's like, I want to kill everyone. I'm just Monroe. Wasn't there something going on where, like, a building collapsed on somebody?
That was, I think, the beginning of this one.
Oh, was it? I thought that was last week. Because this week, Nora
no,
was...
No, that was last week. That was last week.
Because Neville stayed with his son, and then
yeah.
This week...
They had to rescue Charlie from the broken building.
Stupid Charlie.
Horse face.
This week, Nora was all tortured and stuff.
Yeah, because Nora ran away.
What a dumb bitch.
And she got captured by Monroe's peeps. And she was about to get fucked up, and she did. Pretty bad.
Wasn't much suspense there.
I have no idea what this guy's name is, but one of the guys rescued her. Drugged her and then rescued her. He was like, I'm a good guy now, and no one believed him, and then there was a murderer guy, because they were at a helicopter, and the helicopter needed gas, so they landed at an airstrip to go get more gas.
It was that black guy.
And then it just, people kept dying. Insignificant people that I don't even know names of. That's how insignificant they were. Then it turned out to be the black guy, who I also don't know his name.
It was like people dying that I didn't even know were on the helicopter. Like, oh no, Tim! I'm like,
oh no, it's the pilot. I'm like, okay, it's the pilot. Then that other guy died. I'm like, who died?
Who's doing it?
And then eventually the black guy died, so three insignificant people died.
Sorry, you ended that so funny. But yeah, this episode that was this week, I was just really annoyed by, because it felt like one of those cases where the show just doesn't know where it's going, and it felt like such a random episode to do. And I was also upset by the fact that they're like, all right, we're going to Colorado. I'm like, oh, fuck, they're coming here. And they take the helicopter. I'm like, why didn't they just let Aaron and the other girl, Juliet, take the helicopter in the first place instead of making him walk? And then they could have gotten there before Monroe had a chance to get there. But now they made him walk for the past 5-6 episodes, and Monroe's already there. Answer me that, Brian. I'm trying to eat this chocolate popcorn.
Oh. Did anything else happen after Monroe got there with Randall and they tried to get in and he couldn't? Did anything else happen after that?
Rachel showed up with a grenade.
Oh yeah, they were at a camp. I guess they couldn't get in, so they just set up a camp. And Rachel suddenly got to the camp and then popped a grenade, and then it ended.
Yeah. Because she's really mad at him because he killed his son. Wait, no, her son. I don't know actually why she cared about his son. I think it was last week's episode we kind of got some information about. It was, like, very vague information about Rachel and shit. The guy with the sword that's a main character.
Miles?
Yeah. About their affair. The dad from Twilight.
Did they say anything about Aaron in the paper?
They just said that
it was really brief, whatever it was.
Yeah, I think it was very vague, too. It was like, she said, like, oh, he read about you, and there's a reason he kept you so close, and then he could have given the pendant to anybody. I'm like, I don't think he had any other friends. But it's fine. Like, I don't know. I still think that's a bit forced. Like, I hate that thing where you find out everybody's special, and it's like, can't they just be people? Like, granted, I mean, sure, he's a smart guy. He, like, invented something. I don't remember what he invented. But he doesn't have to be chosen about this whole thing. It could just be like, oh, hey, Aaron, you're a genius. This makes sense for you to do this task. Rachel, you're good at dying on the island. You can do that. So here's a grenade. You know, you tried to blow up the island to create a separate timeline. You wound up dying. At least you sent everyone back to 2005. Now I'm talking about a different show. I don't know, how many episodes do we have left? 2? Yep, I'll just answer myself.
Yeah, 2.
So, we'll see how it ends.
And they get into the tower and shit happens. Like, that's the summary of the next 2 episodes.
It says that on Comcast's guide. Guy with sword gets in tower. I can't believe I forgot his name. What keeps dropping? Alright, so what's next? Not all at once.
Fuck, we got Doctor Who and Dan Ball are the only two, right?
Yep.
Let's do Dan Ball first. Let's anime reel. Let's do it like that.
All right. Sounds like a blast. So, in this episode, Kaidojin. Sorry. I just like saying that. And then a tank. That's all you really need to know.
Come on. Basically, like... So, I forgot what Jin said at the beginning because I really didn't care too much.
But, he's talking about Russia and Jenna.
Oh, yeah, he's like, oh, Russia fucking sucks. And that's what he said in my version. I altered the subs for it to say that. And, so they're like, well, we need to take over Elder City because there's a lab there and shit. And they're like, okay, let's do it. And we're like, we're only going to send one team in for reconnaissance, so it's going to be you guys because you're the main characters. Oh, okay. And so they get in, they beat the shit out of all the general dudes. And so they're like, well, let's just go take the entire fucking city now. Because I'm smart. And Haruki's like, fuck no. Listen to me, I'm your commander, dude. And Arata's like, oh, well, no. And
that happens like every episode where he's like, you have to listen to me next time. Alright, I promise. Next time, let's just go.
So he runs in and basically gets owned by... Well, they were trying to get info on El Loco. Band or something. They're like, well, what is this thing? I don't know. Let's find out. Let's recon. So that's what they went in there for. They're like, well, we can't find it. Let's go take the city. Okay. So they get into the capture of the flag point. And they're just like... giant fucking, like, crab tank. Lasers everywhere, machine guns are just hopping around trying to avoid shit, and then eventually Sakuya gets in with a stupid little craft thing and picks him up and flies away. But that was the summary of this episode, and now they're left with trying to figure out how to blow up a fucking tank. Earlier in the episode, we got some backstory on Sakuya. That was fun. And we got our first glimpse of the mech suit for the little robots.
Yeah, because the robot needs another robot suit.
So that should be next episode.
I enjoy seeing at least a little bit about the mechanics. I'm kind of glad they haven't completely fallen to the wayside in terms of characters and being support and whatnot. So it was kind of nice to see some backstory on him and to kind of see all of them kind of get their little moments in the classroom.
It made me like Saki a little more. Not that I hated him or anything. It was just nice to know his history. Like, I was just a shitty-ass player, but I can fix him real good.
That's his backstory in a nutshell. I find it interesting that, especially since I'm watching the first two series, that we haven't gotten any kind of group that's trying to kill everyone yet. There's not, like, any kind of conspiracy or anything going on.
I'm pretty sure it's a school. Like, this is a school in general. I have a really bad feeling that the school...
Thanks, Brian.
Well, no, I feel like this school is training these little kids to be military dudes, and they're gonna fucking brainwash all of them and just kill everything.
They're all gonna become slave players.
But I'm really suspicious of any adult after watching the first two shows.
Damn it, Brian, now I know an adult's gonna betray him again. So I just is Mummy Guy Rex? No? He came kind of short, but I thought it might be him, because he's all bandaged. No, he's in a wheelchair! Sorry, I just thought about that. Dr. Mummy? What? That's a thing!
I like how your reasoning against it was these two shorts.
I know, but I forgot he was in a wheelchair. Because he was standing next to prison uniform guy, and I'm like, oh no, he's too short to be Rex. And then he started moving, I'm like, whoa! How is he gliding like that? And then it zooms down and you see he has a wheelchair.
God damn it.
Is he Rex?
It may or may not be Rex.
Yes, I fucking knew it. Look at him. Sorry. He got fucking purple hair coming out of his mumminess. Like, you're Rex. And he was like talking like, ugh, prison guy.
Go get him with your number 24 shirt.
I thought he turned a new leaf. Now he's sitting here with the same old leaf, except with a wheelchair. That's not about wars. This has nothing to do with wars.
We need to have a segment that's just Dawson summarizes Dan Valsanki.
Well, it just happened, like, in the last two episodes I watched, so it's a recent development. There's so many different variables. There's, like, four different companies and I'm on, and I'm not sure who's working with who. So I'm very confused. Anyway, wars. Now I'm going to look at the school all suspicious, since all adults are evil.
Well, that's just the feeling I got in the first episode.
I didn't
and, like,
even think
that. The, like, the chairman guy or whatever, the guy with, like, he looks like a fucking clown. Like, you don't trust people to look like that.
Have you ever seen the movie It? No, the clown.
Have you ever seen the movie It?
It the clown?
Damn. Where are you going with this?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to dig the chocolate out of the corner. There it is. That was delicious. Anyway. I don't think that they're, you know, I don't know what you call her, commanding officer, their bitch lady. I don't think she's involved.
Well, probably not. I feel like it's just the clown guy.
I feel like it'll be one of those things where it's like all the higher-ups and all the other teachers are like, oh, blimey, we were working for a tyrant. He's a robot. He got replaced, like, what's his name? Jin's grandfather. He has his own name. I just don't remember it. I know Kaido's in it.
Kaido-jin.
Everyone was always so surprised to see him. It's just like the Deathwall brothers. Deathwall brothers! Like, he gets up from his lunch to stand dramatically and say that. I thought it was funny. I know, it'll be interesting. Like, I'm not necessarily clamoring for, like, another terrorist organization. I just think it's kind of interesting given how central that was to the other two series.
Mm-hmm.
And I am kind of enjoying it. Like, it's kind of a nice different thing instead of, like, oh no, they're attacking. Let's chase them with tidy robots and do this tournament to get into this tournament. This is kind of a nice difference.
Like I said, it's a nice change of pace from the previous two shows, both in, like, design and general plot, and just the way the show functions in general.
How many times did you say?
A really nice change of pace. What?
Nothing.
General function.
He's such function!
Otaku function.
It's like, dude, clearly says attack. Why do you keep saying it in Japanese? Just please be American.
Well, Hisatsu's final.
Be American. Oh my god.
I know, I just think it's funny. Like, it was just like that one time when Rex taught him to use that super laser, and he's like, super laser, and he said it in English, but then the thing says Cho. I'm like, god damn it. Anyway, I like tiny robots. Kind of upset about how much I like just the shows and wanting to get all these robots now.
They're fun to build. Fun to play with. Not to eat.
Ryan's going to do the American branding for it. You'd be surprised about how many kids try to eat their LBXs.
I really like Yuzalfar, just because he's a really solid little kit. He's got that giant-ass fucking skirt. His giant fucking Russian skirt. And so it makes him a really, really solid kit. He has no problem standing whatsoever. He's got giant ass feet too.
I think it's supposed to look more like a coat than a skirt.
Well, he's a robot. He doesn't have a coat.
It's a skirt. I wonder if they do another series after this, if they follow the characters from here. Are they going to call it Dan Valsanki Wars W?
Double.
Toil and trouble. Because obviously it seems to be pretty popular.
Double. Dan Valsanki. Or no, Dan Valsanki www.creedthoughts.com.
creedthoughts.gov/creedthoughts.
I'm just picturing what kind of a weird LBX Creed would have. I feel like he'd use a Joker. Damn it, Creed! I've been up since 4. Hey, Kevin.
Did you see that Hobby Surge had the writing armor up?
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm going to do about it yet.
Hobby.
Like, I think I need a way for it to come out and see what it is. Like, if it's...
Yeah.
If you don't build it and it's just a toy, I don't know if I really want it, but... Because, like, all we got is a couple pictures from the magazine, and it's really too hard to judge.
Yeah.
Judge.
We'll see. I might pick it up. I don't know yet.
I was honestly not going to go for Guruzeon, but then I saw Guruzeon.
He looks really cool. He's basically like Val Sparrow, except badass.
Yeah, he's. I really dig the whole angular design of him. Yeah, overall, he's really awesome. Got this badass laser scythe thing.
Lasers. Sorry.
Laser.
Now it's a moment of silence for lasers.
Yep.
Speaking of lasers, Doctor Who. They had lasers, probably, at some point. Okay, apparently we're going to cover the Twilight Zone first. I've never watched it, so I don't know what to do.
Okay.
There's something on the wing.
What?
It's from a Twilight episode.
Oh, I just said I never watched it, literally.
Yeah, I know, that's...
That means you can't ever make the reference.
What's it making it for you? Everything you say is for you guys.
That's what I thought.
Some people listen to us.
Where?
Really?
Anyways, Doctor Who again. I don't know if there's going to be two segues into it or not. Hello?
What?
No one's saying anything. I'm just talking and there's nobody.
I don't want to go first this time.
You gave like a split second pause between talking.
That's all it takes. So in this episode, we find out that I called what that other person called on everything, in which Clara jumped into a time web, and we got Doctor 8.5. And yeah. That was. There you go. I nothing.
So a lot of people really liked this episode. I just thought it was okay.
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 Started back career after this.
I just love how this devolved into like the Cosby Show of.
Jello pudding pops.
And there it is.
Yeah, like I did enjoy the episode overall, except for the very end where I'm still thinking this thing's stupid. But it just kind of echoes a lot of like this second half kind of being blah for me. But I enjoyed it more than the last episode in a way. Like, I'm so iffy on Clara's explanation because I kind of wish it was something different. But in a way, it was kind of neat, I guess. Oh, shit, I lost my train of thought. Goddamn trains. Being taken over by LBXs.
What?
Nothing. I was trying to think what I was going to say after that. I completely lost my sentence. Somebody say something, so it's not just dead air.
I agree.
Okay. Something about the Cosby Show.
And that's Doctor Who, folks.
I feel like if I talk about it, I'm not going to be very nice.
Go ahead. I like being mean.
Well, We're supposed to have opinions.
I thought it was the best finale ever. I love Doctor Who.
I honestly thought you guys would have a better opinion on it. I didn't think I'd find myself agreeing so much. But yeah, I agree. I described Doctor Who to a friend of mine about a day after the finale aired. I described it as being sort of a trap.
I think it's funny.
Well, it does something really interesting. I get really invested in whatever that mystery or just situation is. And then I sit through several episodes that really don't have anything to do with that. And it gets me to the point where it's like, okay, I'm kind of bored. I just want to get to the part where, you know, we actually move this along. And then we finally do. It wraps up in an okay sort of way. And I get right to the point where it's like, okay, maybe I don't need to watch this anymore. And then it's like, hey, here's this carrot on a stick. Here you go. And it dangles this forgotten doctor out in front of us. Oh, God damn it. Because now I want to know, you know?
Yeah. Like,
I like the fact that we have to wait until fucking November.
I'm still convinced that when they were writing this 50th special, that they thought they were going to get 9, 10, and 11 back. And then when 9's like, I hate the world and I only do Thor now because Chuck's in it, they did this. Like, it just seems that's exactly what happened. You can fact check me on that. No, but I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Like, why else would you just decide to make up a doctor? Sounds funny. That just reminds me of random sidetrack. There's an episode of Drake and Josh where Drake wrote a fake doctor's note that was just signed the doctor, which I found really funny after I started watching Doctor Who. Anyway, but I'm pretty sure that's probably what happened, is because the way that this was sort of outed, like the rumors about John Hurt being in it, was that he slipped up in some interview or something, I guess, where he said that he was playing in this trifecta of doctors, and I just kind of figured that sounds like something they were going to do, but they're like, well, if we can't get him back, we'll just make up a new doctor that's not really the doctor, so we can keep the same numbering. My God, I'm a genius. Or we could just call him 0.5.
I don't particularly mind the one theory I read that he was an older version of 8.
I wouldn't mind that. It's because I've
so it explained, like, what happened in that long gap where there wasn't Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Hold on one second, I'm getting a phone call.
Okay, Brian's psychic, he knows he's going to get it. I'm sensing I'm going to get a phone call. wait, is it still recording? I don't know how this works.
I'm not sure. But I do like the... If it is recording, I'm just going to keep talking. Okay. I do like the theory that he just brought up that it might be an older version of the 8th. A lot better than the, oh, it's just the one that he forgot about or pushed to the back of his mind or whatever.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Because you brought it up a while back, the rumors that sounded really stupid. And someone posted those on Twitter like the day the finale aired, which is why after I watched the finale, I read those rumors and I'm just like, why this? Why? Just why do we have to do this? You know? But they're rumors, so it's not like...
What rumors are we talking about?
About the Forgotten Doctor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's such a, that in general is such a stupid concept. Like, oh, that one was mean, so I forgot he existed.
He took a lollipop from a kid. No, but I think it would be nice if he was just an older version of 8, because we established, or at least I established by asking Aerosol if the doctors could actually age while regenerated, because I got really confused about, like, vampires, because I'm watching Buffy, and I'm like, Spike and Angel can't age, and I was talking about how you can sort of see them age, because they're really humans, obviously, and I remember asking Aerosol if the doctor... like, could age when he was regenerated or not, because, I mean, obviously the actor's gonna age, but I wasn't sure if they tried to, you know, hide it in any way, if he actually aged within that body, but I guess he does, so it would be nice if he was the 8th Doctor. I explained that in a really weird, stupid, Dawson way. It took me to, like, Angel and Spike, but I would much rather have that than, just because... That's another reason I think that it was a rewrite, is because it seems so convenient where he's like, he's me, but he's not the doctor. Like I said, to keep the numbering, but now I'm just going to look at Matt Smith all the time and be like, you're really 12. Stop lying about your age. So, Like, that's going to happen. I still think the fall of the 11th is him losing his number. Even though I knew about, I think I told this to Brian, even though I knew about the rumors, when him and Claire just kind of like, I don't remember if they got up or they like stopped hugging or whatever, and they just looked and saw that shadow, I'm like, oh shit, it's the Master. I don't know why I thought that. He's not even wearing a hoodie. So it couldn't be him.
I thought it might have been like the Valyard or any of the other future versions of the Doctor that they had mentioned in this this episode.
Oh yeah, the Great Intelligence.
And the Valyard has been sort of a presence in the show in the past, so...
Yeah, I read about that one, too.
I thought maybe he... Like, that could have been what it was, but...
So, like, what happened to the Great Intelligence? Can, like, the Doctor's timeline only stand one person penetrating it at once or something? Like, was he just deleted when Clara went into it? Or did she, like, stop the Great Intelligence from doing something? Like, was it, like, Back to the Future? Where she was just, like, stopping Biff from doing something? I don't know. And there's other Martys running around. Somebody help me, I'm drowning. Well, because I'm just confused. Because it showed the Great Intelligence, you know, spying in the same place as Clara was spying on.
I wish I could help. But okay. I don't know.
I just meant more so help because I was drowning in references and I couldn't stop because every mention would have me thinking of another thread to go off into. I feel like the opening of this episode, when they, even though I kind of already pretty much knew this was going to happen, but the opening of the episode where Clara was sort of visiting a few of the doctors kind of ruined it. More so for people that wanted to be really surprised. I don't... Okay, I'll just say that and no one will react to it.
Well, no, I was thinking... I don't know if it so much ruined it, necessarily.
Well, like, for me, I pretty much knew that was going to happen. But, like, what about people that don't really follow spoilers and just casual watchers and were still, like, completely...
Well, I don't follow any of the spoilers, and I didn't really feel like I got gypped out of anything from the...
Well, I'm just... You know what? Forget it.
No, I'm trying to... God damn it, Dawson.
Stop disagreeing
with me. Trying to go about this rationally and just...
Well, no, it just seemed like they revealed it at the beginning in a way, and it just seemed odd, like, to randomly do that. I don't know. It just seemed weird.
I mean, I can agree to a certain extent. Yeah, it was kind of odd, and it does, I don't know, kind of seem... It doesn't seem out of place for Moffat. With some of the stuff we've seen kind of in his past works on like series 5 and series 6, but I don't know. I wasn't too like annoyed by it, but
I wasn't saying annoyed. I think kind of spoiled it. Just cuz they repeated the scenes later. I think that's more so.
Yeah.
I think part of my problem with the Clara series also is that even though it was kind of like the sort of plot going on for the series, I feel like it should have been brought up a little bit more to give you a sense of build-up. Like, I feel like he only mentioned it maybe once or twice after her initial introduction, where he took him to those people at the ghost place to read her, or like in Journey to the Center of the TARDIS, but it just felt like there should have been a little bit more... Like investigation, like, you know, random clues or hints to go along the way.
Not to mention, there wasn't really any real build-up. Because even when it was mentioned, it was just mentioned. Nothing really developed over the course of the season, which, given what happened, it is kind of hard to develop. To develop it to that point, but
he could have remembered seeing her.
What
one of
they
those
did with
times.
The silence back in series 6, you know, it's I don't know. I feel like they use up their time, and then they get to the end, and it's like, okay, here's the answer.
Well, what gets me is that, like, in the interview, they're like, "Oh, Moffat's been planning this for years." And, like, I don't see that. Like, I don't... Like, I get the whole, like, the name thing has been a thing since 10th, but
It's been since forever.
That was like one singular thread of continuity. And like, I don't really see anything else. Like, in terms of like what Aristotle said, there was no buildup. Like, I don't get how that's a viable thing to say.
Whatever happened to the silence will fall when the question was asked? The question was asked, were they just in the background, like, tripping over themselves? Like, I guess maybe we saw them, we just don't remember it, but what happened with that?
I like the idea that they were tripping over themselves.
They said they were gonna fall.
It's funny, because I have two little chibi silence figures on my desk, and they're both falling over.
That fits in with the fact that Brian sees the whole world in chibis.
They're both knocked over right now. I think I'll just leave them like that. I need to go buy more of those. But, like, I don't see the... Like, it wasn't bad, and I enjoyed it. And, like, it was a good, all-around, well-made episode, but, like, it doesn't, for what they were building up to, it didn't really live up to it, I guess.
I like that we kind of got a pretty much definitive River send-off.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if she never appears again. No, I'm sure she will, but...
It just would have seemed weird for her last appearance to just be the last one. I mean, where she was with the pawns, just because... She's kind of important, so it just seemed like they would at least give her a send-off, and it was kind of...
This is the first time that we've seen Dead River again, right?
Yeah, it's the first time we've seen him in a sort of cohesive timeline, essentially, that they've both sort of experienced everything.
You put me in a library.
I did think it was kind of creepy. Not a little creepy. I guess it was creepy, but because that was one of the things that I didn't read is that the Translore was his grave. I just didn't expect that. I thought that was kind of really somber.
Shitty place.
I kind of like that.
I'm like, I did not expect that, because you never think about the Doctor dying, even though he keeps dying, but he keeps coming back, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, we go to his grave and it's just another one of those little bots. He's just inside winking again. Hello! I thought that was kind of funny when they went in there. He's like, what do you expect, a body? Bodies are boring. Oh, but, yeah. The 50th should be interesting, I guess, with everything.
Should be. Better be at this pace.
I do have to say, I really liked... I don't remember. I read so many random interviews. I don't remember where it was, but it was an interview with Moffat when they were asking him... If I remember right, it was like quite a line of questioning where they asked him why he wasn't bringing back more doctors. And I liked his answer, where he said, anniversaries can't always be looking back. Sometimes you have to be looking forward. And I really liked that answer, because you know how anti-anniversary I am.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a nice answer, and it's kind of fitting, because he's only bringing back one guy and then some bitch. But, but
who's the bitch?
I like that, because because I hated all those early rumors where they're like, they're gonna do an 11 Doctor special. Some of them are dead, but who cares? I'm like, well, they're all dead to me. So because they're old, they're old and busted.
They're all dead to me.
They're all dead. What the fuck?
I don't know.
You're dead to me, Colin Baker. I don't even know who you are. I don't know who you are either.
I've never seen your episodes, and I never will. Because you're all old.
They're just so hard to watch. Especially the first one. My God, the Doctor used to be boring. It's like, join Doctor Who as you learn the story of how the Doctor got a personality. That's pretty much what happens.
Want to read the same answer over and over again?
Yep. I think I already asked this question once too, but it's okay.
Because now it's time for the Facebook question of the bi-weekliness.
Okay. This week's question is totally original. What false Ranger or Rider rumors do you wish ended up being true?
Woo. So, Jerry Greg.
pitiful.
Says, two Blue Rangers and Kyoryuger because first MMPR and Tommy JDF go-go.
Doesn't even make sense. DZ17 says, GoBusters being a ghost-themed Sentai, I just like the idea. Okay.
Oh, look, I've got a key for Martin. This is a glorious day. He says, that rumor that went around in 2008 about a random Jungle Fury / Ninja Storm team up, and the RPM one started by that weird full-throttle Battleizer minifigure that we seemed to... that seemed to indicate that it'd be in the show. Also, that Rider one that would result in Shuki picking up carton sets and having to review eggs.
I remember that. Whose was that? That was Forza's, wasn't it? He's going to have eggs? Brian?
Either Forza or Wizard. I can't remember.
Could have been both. Oh, shit, I'm next. No, I'm not.
Brody Taylor Gage says, don't know if this counts, but the next rider after Wizard has a rumor about his head looking like a cracked crown. And if that doesn't count, then any of the Super Mega Force rumors. I don't even know what those are. Like, rumors that the show's not going to be awful?
it only counts if it ends up not being true.
Danger! Joe Bailey says, that time there was a rumor I was going to do the character dance naked and post it online.
Like,
he always has the best answers.
And it liked it as the podcast, so the collective of us liked it.
Sweet. Oh, God.
Skip his actual answer. I'm tired of this.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm reading it.
Bullshit.
Muhammad Faiz Daniel says, the rumors about GoBusters being yokai themed felt so unique. It's like maybe Toei's doing a ghost-busting Sentai team for once, which I like. The rest is out of topic, so I'm not going to read it.
Yokai. Okay, no one knows.
It's Brian's turn.
AJ Went says, I did like the GoBusters rumor, so I'll go with that. I also like the early Kyoryuger rumor saying that they weren't going to use dinosaurs, but other prehistoric animals instead.
Kevin K. Phantom Thong says, sorry, Phantom Thong. I can't resist. The thong's right there. No, okay, not those prototype sketches of the Rangers. The fake GoBuster sketch made me go flaccid. That's too much information.
Oh, God.
The trains and dinosaur rumor of Kyoryuger would have been cool. Good thing the rumors for the Excalibur shit for Wizard was fake. Why would you want a sword and axe? Oh, wait.
Anthony Ciano says, I wish GoBusters were actually ghost hunters. That would have been interesting, but I do like what we got.
Best like it.
Charles Chong says, what he said.
Right, guys? Because of gay? Sorry. Edward Sunborough Quack says, the rumor of the Saban... Wait, why did I read it like that? The rumor that Saban is a nice person and pays the cast decently, or maybe the rumor that Forza was a good show. Let it go, man. For an actual rumor, I think the rumor that Wizard was going to have a bomb head... Bomberman. Remind me to ask Breakhand about a squirrel... hand next week in this timeline or next week when you're reading this. What? Aerosol, do you have a squirrel hand?
No.
All right, just
I don't understand.
I'm not sure. Sure.
Caesar R. Suspidus says, well, the only rumor that I can remember is the 11th Doctor was... Oh, wait, wrong show. GoBusters, being originally a ghost hunter themed Sentai, we missed a good chance to have Ghostbusters jokes even have a bigger impact other than the names sounding similar. Oh, I do not agree. And then there was silence. Yes.
They fell. Now they fell.
Okay.
DKD Tigre says, I remember the rumor that Kyoryu Green would be a female. Green is a sexy color on a woman, but I could say that about any color on a woman. Yep. Now, if the rumor that the woman suit actors were actually women were true, yeah, don't count on that. Dem be penises in that suit.
Dem be penises. Speaking of penises, Chenick Stewart says there's an early rumor of Forze being based off of King Arthur. I think it's Arthur. Aether.
Arthur.
King Arthur.
I'm the King Arthur.
He's the king of all books. I just wanted it because Forze never existed and give anger problems whenever I think about it. Yeah, man.
Time to let it go. Lawrence Tubbs says, Kamen Rider Witch. And RPM being the last Power Rangers.
My favorite rumor. Tim O'Brien, why do you always miss your
what do you Shut up, hold on, I'm getting food.
Brian's ordering food. Yeah, I'll take a number three.
Come on.
Damn it. He's having someone delivered to him. It's this type of diva behavior.
Oh, God. Picturing Brian as a diva. I don't know why I'm picturing high heels.
Hungry, leave me alone.
The hungry diva.
Kendra Lopez says, I would have liked to see the Samurai Summoner secondary rider, the paint-themed rider, and whatever the cube puzzle rider was called. I don't remember what any of those names were, but I remember them all existing at one point.
Colony Walken says, the Kamen Rider one with eggs would have been better than we actually got. Juzo being Shinken White, Antonio training Bulk and Spike. It's like rhyme for some reason. Those are all the ones I recall at the moment.
Antonio training Bulk and
Spike. Andrew Booth says, Torin being Furyu Gold would have been funny / weird / flat out creepy. Also, the paint-themed rider would have been interesting, and as almost everyone else has said, a ghost-themed Sentai would have been cool.
Rafi Fernandez says, the Kamen Rider painter before Wizard was announced because Colors for Forms was an interesting concept. I mean, that's technically what we got, but Colors for Forms, I mean, but I like the painting concept. We'll get to that.
Steven Ketchum says, I think the one about Wizard being, I got that right, so I did that one time. Shut the fess up. I think the one about Wizard being a ninja theme would have been so epic, period. And come on, ninjas. Wait, is he doing the period thing? Is this the guy?
Yeah. Your period key isn't broken. You proved that to us.
Come on, ninjas.
You can't pull this shit stuff now.
Let's just pretend I read the rest of it over. Something about Hurricane Red and periods.
I seriously thought you were pausing, sort of like when we pause for, like, Chenix's name or whatever. I'm like, what's the cue here? I don't get it.
What's the bitch? Okay.
Moving on to his actual answer, Gary Baker says the first rumors for GoBusters of it being a yokai-themed Sentai, which, in my honest opinion, would have been a bear Sentai. Sorry, guys.
Get out.
Or the Hexagon. That would have been so badass because Zom Tommy.
Hold on for a minute. Can you imagine if that whole hexagon thing actually happened?
Would have been pretty crazy.
Especially if it happened now.
I'd rather that happen now than this, just because it'd be fun to watch, like, what would happen. I mean, granted, they wouldn't be able to pay anybody, so they'd have to recast everyone with Kiwis. Defenseless Kiwis, mind you. Damn pillow lips. Sorry, cares this. It's just so good. Excellent dialogue.
Jeff says, I remember, wasn't one of the rider rumors about a painting motif? Yes. That'd been cool. And the Ghost Hunter are the only two that I remember.
I remember that it's the only 21 I remember.
You added an extra line in there. Okay. It would be 21 remember.
Oh. Well, sometimes I do that.
Dawson's dyslexic.
Oh, shit, it's my turn. Sorry. Jared Castillo says, walkie walkie Kevin's wakey wakey, I did a John bit. Kevin's not here because he's not walkie walkie. I actually said anyway, that was the next line. The rumor I want to be true is that the answers everybody just gave you this week's lols. How's that for an answer?
Yeah, it's tight.
Smells tight, dog.
TDA winner says, I'm really bad at remembering rumors. So is everyone else. But the one that I remember the most was the Ghost Azure ones. I would love to have seen a... Wait, I would love to have seen a bad Sentai. Okay. It was a bad Sentai. That's why I'm confused. Besides our main Sentai team. Also, is it bad that I wanted the rumor Kamen Rider New Deno show?
Oh, yeah, that was supposed to like fill the gap between Decade and Double. It was like 20 episodes or something. I remember that.
Jarvis. This is a guy with an awesome name.
Damn it, Brian, you and your mouth of food. It's your turn.
Javaris, Jamar, Javaris, and Lamar.
Jarvis.
Says, oh my god, that's so cool. This is probably that rumor about Kamen Rider Wizard being a painter or something like that. I feel like half these people just read other people's answers and was like, oh yeah, that's a thing type. That's
totally what they did. Okay. This is Brian's chewing.
I got a burger.
Oh my gosh. I did like the Ghostbusters rumor. I don't want it to be GoBusters, but I would like them to see... like to see them use that theme at some point. I did like back in the original rumors for Decade when it was going to be a sort of what now sounds similar to like Gokaiger was, where he would sort of be mentored by random people. I remember there was a rumor that like Garen was going to be reoccurring or something and mentoring him, and I thought that would have been better than what we got. Instead of trying to do everybody, just get who you could and mentor or meet or whatever. I just had another one. I lost it. What was that thing where Brian was sure Uva was going to be Birth? I don't know why that just reminded me of this, but I don't want that to be true. But I just—I
think everyone was Birth at one point.
Yeah, clearly everyone was born.
I don't know why this remind me of this, but remember the Kamen Rider O's only with the zeros thing?
Oh, yeah,
that was supposed to be use like mythological creatures or whatever.
Wasn't one of them like a zombie? Zombie legs or some shit.
Oh yeah, and like, we kept making fun of like how slow it would be. Like, and it would get to the head, and it would be stupid. Oh, yeah, I like the rumor that Kevin had signed on for a full season of season 4 of RR. That was a fun rumor. I was looking forward to working with him again. We've worked together since season 2.
So my most hated rumor was the Ghostbusters rumor. Just because I honestly found the community to be kind of annoying once the name GoBusters came out.
Yeah.
And everyone assumed, oh, it sounds like Ghostbusters. Must be ghost themed. it didn't help facts that, like, rumors, like, really small rumors came out about the whole yokai thing, which I think just kind of branched off of the naming thing, but that was annoying. As for a rumor that I actually liked, I actually do like the idea of a more authorian styled writer, or even it doesn't even have to be writer, like Sentai would work too, but I do remember those rumors. Chenix actually brought it up. About the whole King Arthur knight style, which I think would have been really cool to see. I think that was the same writer that had the egg rumors as well.
I just thought of another one and I can't remember what it was. What was it from? Oh, I don't know if necessarily this is a favorite, but I thought it would have been kind of funny to see. There was a rumor, it was very short, about them doing a Deno versus Cho Deno movie. I just thought that was hilarious. Like, the very fact that was going to be a thing.
Deno versus Cho Deno. What does like, that even mean?
I just think it's funny. And they've actually stopped doing Deno movies, which is kind of funny. Now they just do everybody. And they just have the Imogens in every movie.
Well, think about it. The actor they got to play Little Ryotaro... it is like pretty much the age Ryotaro was at the start of the series now. So he no longer looks like a little Ryotaro.
They just recast him and they're like, oh fuck it, we'll just use Momotaro, so never mind. We just need the Imogens. That's it. They were even in the Gavin movie, they're in everything. Just kidding. Remember that rumor that Gavin was gonna be a mentor to the GoBusters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that didn't happen. We did get the Gavin episode, but still I'm glad that didn't happen. Remember that rumor every year that Sentai's getting canceled and being taken over by Metal Heroes? God.
Remember the rumors every year that the next writer season is going to be a sequel?
Because they don't get information like, oh, it's been 2 hours since the last date. It must be a sequel. Damn.
We're getting a Nose sequel. We're getting a Forza sequel. We're getting a Wizard sequel. Please, that... no.
Please. Since everyone kept saying it, I like the idea of like a painter-themed writer. Mostly because like my design background makes me really like art. And so I think like one based on maybe art styles would kind of be an interesting concept.
Call it a Wizard art style.
Like impressionist style, still life style, he just doesn't move. What does this form do? Still life, can't move.
Claymation.
Just dying. like a art or paint themed thing would be kind of cool. And I agree about the like an Arthurian style thing.
I want the author writer like, that's like a librarian.
The closest we've got, the closest we've got is probably like Blade King form or knight. But like even those are a stretch. Knight's more like a Batman. Knight is basically Batman Knight. Like one of those really crappy Batman toys, like Arctic Chill Batman or something. Except this one's like medieval times Batman.
Arctic Chill Batman. It's so funny because it's true. Like, they have those stupid things where they have, like, orange sherbet Batman. There's always, like, a bright orange one. I'm like, why would he wear that?
I think, like, some of the orange ones have been, like, Stealth Force Batman, and he's, like, bright
orange. And it's stealth on the sun?
Why do you need a stealth Batman? He's already black.
I mean, Andrew should just be, why do you need a stealth Batman? He's Batman. I'm just looking at my figure. I was trying to think of rumors based off series.
Okay, I just got this picture in my head. You remember the Young Justice, how they made their suits stealthy? Oh. They just pressed the symbol on their chest.
Oh.
Got this vision of Batman pressing the little bat symbol, trying to make his suit blacker.
That just reminds me of when... Tom brought some swatches to Jerry of which black to choose. He's like, they're all black. He's like, that one's cobalt, that one's onyx. And he's like going over all these different styles of black. When I was looking at my figures, I don't necessarily know if I wanted this to be true, but I thought it was kind of an interesting rumor back with the two Ankhs that Lost Ankh was the original Oz and he got trapped basically in an Ankh form because he absorbed his metals. That was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
One rumor I actually really wanted to be true was Megaforce being video game based, and especially based off that whole little fan dub thing that was pretty well done. I think that would have been cool.
That actually could have been pretty cool, yeah.
Because it really fit, especially when you watch that whole thing and they use the Scott Pilgrim sound effects and stuff. Bread makes you fat? That's such a weird movie.
I love that movie.
It's such a weird movie, but I watch it whenever it's on, but I'm like, God, this is weird.
I should go watch that movie again.
I should go watch it right now. Aristotle just leaves the podcast.
I own it. I could just pop it in and start watching it while you guys are talking about whatever.
Aristotle's not in the beginning of the podcast because he left at the end to go watch Scott Pilgrim. So that's how it happened.
You decided to come back in around Garo. Spoilers, he had nothing to say.
Well, I think that's about it. I can't think of really much else. That's the ending jingle.
Yep.
Now it's time for
Final Things.
That's all Kevin is now is an MP3.
He's Lee River.
He's just an echo. It's time for us to kiss him passionately and let him go.
So that's why he keeps saying penis all over the place. It's just his echo. No.
Hey, who turned out the lights? Penis. That would be Kevin. Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, your mother.
I hope we didn't have anything to say during this.
No. We never do. Wait, do we?
No.
Ryan can barely speak. He's squeaking.